Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk politics this morning with Boyce Olson here on The Morning Take. Hey, Boyce, if I want to get your newsletter, can you tell me how to do that?
Yeah, sorry, I just had Britney Spears going after that little earworm you just gave me. You just go to www.fluence-newsletters.com. We've had more growth in subscribers this year due to COVID and the election than we've ever had. And I want to thank everybody who signed up. But there's a lot of newsletters. We just launched one on philanthropy and good stories in Minnesota. And you can sign up for that one, too. There'll be an edition of that out later this afternoon.
My daughter and I went to see Britney one time, and she had the coolest thing, and I wish all concerts had this, had a countdown clock. So you knew exactly when she was going to come out and take stage.
Oh, that's
very,
pretty
very
good.
Nice. Yeah, that was impressive. Hey, Boyce, let me talk a bit, not so much about the debate last night, but here in Minnesota, what are the polls telling us this morning?
So, you know, I did a deep dive into the polls that in the suburbs, because how Minnesota's suburbs vote is going to indicate kind of the future of the state. Why? Because if the legislature shifts, it's going to shift in a big way in the suburbs. And so all the polls look at suburbs differently. Some carve out Minneapolis-St. Paul. Some carve out Ramsey and Hennepin County. And then you start to think about who thinks of themselves in the suburbs. And you think about some of the growth we've had into Sherburne County, into Carver County, into southern Dakota County. And that's where Democrats have seen progress in the last election and the last two elections. And if they can continue that progress, they have the opportunity to pick up seats. Now, that's also where President Trump's going. So the polls show the whole range of performance for Biden and Trump. Some show Biden winning the suburbs in Minnesota. Some show Trump winning the suburbs in Minnesota. Some show that it's tied. So it's really, that's the bellwether of the state right now. And, you know, a lot of emphasis, as usual, has been put on suburban women voters. The president talks about it openly, the whole concept of public safety. So we're going to continue to kind of dig in and get the mood of those places over the next week, because I think that's really where some of the late vote by mail and some of the voting in person is going to happen that could decide this race.
Hey, before you go, Boyce, how much difference could the other candidates for president make here in Minnesota, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever? Could they be a difference maker in the presidential election out of Minnesota? And are there enough undecideds yet to change the course?
Third-party candidates are only getting between 1% and 3%. It could make a difference, but not as big of a difference before. And then, you know, the undecideds, I'm trying to figure out who they are because I haven't met very many of them. But I think those undecideds are not going to be with Trump. They're going to either break to a third party or they're going to break to Biden.
Well, yeah, a lot of interesting things. We'll talk more about it Friday or a Monday morning with you, if you don't mind, coming back at 6:20.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then, Dave.
Boyce Olson on The Morning Take, WCCO, another CBS update coming up next as The Morning Show continues.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.